The bed and breakfast where I've been staying was featured in a magazine called Home Building and Renovating, which calls itself Britain's best-selling self-build magazine in June 2010. So I'm just going to read the article that was in the magazine. And under the heading, the Cedar House, it says, Damien and Jilly Johnson overcame a failed planning appeal and budget restraints to build a contemporary home designed around their wooded site in a conservation area. Now, the self-build took place between July 2009 and April 2010. The project cost was £263,800, and it cost £1,335 per square metre. The designer was CASA Architects. And these words were written by Clive Fewins, F-E-W-I-N-S. So here we go. Damien Johnson is a rock drummer and a self-builder. Quote, really, I equate building a house to producing an album, end quote, he says. Quote, an album needs songs, melodies, lines and chords. A house needs four walls and a roof. It's all the other bits, the ones you don't necessarily see that make an album work. And it's the same with a house, end quote. Damien and his wife Jilly completed their four-bed contemporary-style home on the edge of Bath in April 2010 following a 10-month build. Yet their self-build ambitions began 6 years earlier. In 2004, the couple proposed carving out a plot from the one-acre garden belonging to the listed Georgian house where Damien's parents had lived since 1969. Unfortunately, Damien's father passed away before their application for a new home was presented to the planners, and naturally all proceedings were put on hold. But further delays ensued over the sensitivity of the site, which is bordered by another listed stone Georgian house within this conservation area. Basically, we made a false start, says Damien, who drums with Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, a leading Bath-based band. We entrusted the project to a large and well-established architectural practice, and the scheme got turned down. Jilly and I took the view that having briefed them, we expected them to produce a scheme that would gain planning permission. This episode cost us about £12,000. After the application was refused a second time on appeal, Jilly and I realised when we worked out our finances that we could not afford to fail. The answer was to get far more involved ourselves. Their application had been turned down largely due to the proposed house's proximity to a group of well-established cedar trees, and so the couple decided to consult a tree expert. They also contacted their parish council, who had opposed the scheme. We came to realise that if we moved the proposed house back and further away from the trees, thus making it less obvious visually from the road, then it was worth starting again, Damien explains. We also decided to keep the design simple with ample references to what was there already. The architect they approached, Ian Walker of locally based CASA Architects, came up with a scheme based on the original box-shaped design, but with the addition of a large single-story section complete with mono-pitch roof, housing an open-plan kitchen and living space. By moving the house back to a position formerly occupied by Damien's parents' swimming pool and reusing sections of the substantial stone walls that had been built around it when it was constructed in 1986, Ian thought the Johnsons could make a brave attempt to stick to their £250,000 budget. Opting for a flat roof structure for the two-storey section would also make the house less obtrusive and far lower than the large listed buildings on either side. Ian also designed in exterior details, which would relate the house architecturally to its site, mainly by including some discreet references to the local vernacular to help win over the planners. Fortunately, the ideas proved a success and the design was approved without debate, so a delighted Damien and Jilly entrusted the project to local builder Nigel Lloyd, already known to Ian and his colleagues in the practice. Nigel would act as a main contractor and supervisor on site, helping the couple to keep their tight budget. The new house now includes three compact ensuite bedrooms on the first floor and a ground floor bedroom, into which Damien's mother may eventually move should she wish to sell up next door. Quote, design-wise, we really wanted one massive room on the ground floor, but Ian dissuaded us, and it also seemed sensible to have a spare bedroom downstairs, which I could use for drum practice, smiles Damien. It really works well. Our two children, aged 8 and 6, love it. We have included very high levels of insulation, and the house passed a rigid air tightness test, says Damien. Continuing Ian's words, the house is amazingly warm compared to the ice block next door where my mother has lived for 40 years. The house was designed to be a property we shall be able to afford to live in on our limited income for another 40 years. Under a heading, Contemporary Design on a Budget, the article goes on. The couple were fortunate in having a wonderful plot available virtually free, yet they did have limited funds with which to build their home. Their resulting build cost was £263,000 or £1,335 per square metre, a good figure for a high-spec contemporary self-build in an expensive city like Bath. After paying out £12,000 to their first architect without any progress, Damien and Jilly realised that to build a four-bed house on anything like their budget, they would need to make savings in a number of ways. Filling the outdoor swimming pool and building on the site using the substantial stone walls already there proved an imaginative idea from their second architect, Ian, one which also created significant savings. Making the design fit the existing stone walls was tricky. Thanks a lot, darling. Thanks a million. Making the design fit the existing stone walls was tricky, but it gave us some interesting angles and effects, Ian reflects. Further savings were made on by omitting the proposed chimney, wood-burning stove and exposed ceiling beams in the main floor. Living space, ground floor living space. In some rooms, such as the bathrooms, Damien and Jilly also cut costs by opting for lower spec fittings than they had originally planned. Quote, we didn't go for anything ultra fancy, Damien elaborates. We followed Ian's advice that he had applied to the heating supply, which is a conventional condensed gas boiler. His approach was, quote, get the fabric right and the other elements and upgrades can follow later. Consequently, no compromises were made on the high-quality breathing wall timber frame and the high-spec window system. Quote, in the end, we covered the cost of our mortgage and the £30,000 we had in hand after the sale of our previous house, says Damien. We feel we have good value for money. After all, we paid for the project to be managed and supervised, and it is an expensive area around here. It's just the house we wanted in the place we wanted. Timber frame was an obvious choice for the new home, which resides on a former swimming pool, while a high adaptable system was also needed to fit in with the existing stone walls that were to form a major feature. Quote, it was important to keep the weight down, and the timber frame proved more economic than a masonry structure and also good on space because it gives you thinner walls than masonry, Ian explains. The choice of cedar for the cladding provides reference to the historical cedar trees that were the main cause of failure for the initial planning applications. Quote, cedar is very durable, does not need to be treated, is long-lasting and relatively cheap, says Ian. By using the rain screen method of cladding, which gives an air gap between the boards and each board lasts longer because of the air circulation this system produces. It is a method that also ensures that should it prove necessary, replacing a board or two is relatively easy. A cedar breeze soleil has also been utilised on the south-facing single-storey section angle to prevent the interiors overheating in the summer, but without negating the impact of the winter sun. The zinc mono-pitch roof is pitched on a slight angle towards the rear south, both to bring in light and heat and to reduce the impact of the building from the front. Quote, we felt the project would only succeed if we could somehow connect the building to the site and the historic fabric that was already there, concludes Damien. We think we have achieved this. So that's it, folks. A very quick read through stuff. I'll comment on it later. I had to rush that reading. I had to rush it in order to get it done, in order to get out of the cedars, in order to drive to the park so that my daughter could go in the playground before we leave Bath. And I'm now driving the car, having dropped the other two off, and I have a moment to be calm. Be calm after the storm, the storming excitement of the bed and breakfast. And as I wrote in the book, it is quite simply the best bed and breakfast I've ever stayed in my life. Across several dimensions, it's architecturally, visually attractive. It's got a simplicity of design, unfussy, inornate, functional, but incredibly comfortable. And the big sofa that sits in the dining room stroke public room in the house, or the two sofas that sit there, absolutely make the place as far as I'm concerned. They transform it from a breakfast eating room, which has got a huge element of functionality about it, into a living space. And I loved it. I loved it. I won't go on about all the different features, except the one that I want to focus most on, which was the welcome. The telephone connection first, when I rang from Ireland and spoke. It was like within a few seconds, really, I felt that I was speaking to a real warm, welcoming human being who was going to look after me when I got there, or who was just so friendly. I wanted to go get there as quickly as possible. And that, you know, that's a bit of a shock to discover that, because when you ring a complete strange bed and breakfast, I certainly don't assume anything. I don't think I'm certain to get, unless I've had a recommendation. And I had no recommendation about this place. It was all entirely via, I don't know if it was hotels.com or bookings.com or Expedia, but it was one of those that set me on the trail to the Cedars. But the other thing was finding myself chatting to Julian when I, on the first morning, and it was about swapping stories, really. It was about listening to him tell me the story of the house, listening to him tell me the story of what it's like to move from the world of recording studios and session musician into the world of being in a B&B, into the family situation, the complete integration of family with work. And I'm, now that I'm thinking about this, I think that in some way this connects again to conversations with Jane Boyd in Vancouver. Boyd Jane on Twitter, who majors on this issue about work and how you do it in the modern world. How to address the balance of living. So she's very big into that, and you can find her blog, and it's a tremendous resource of ideas and generous connections with other people via it. But sitting here as the others have run off into the park, looking at the very big children's park in Bath, which is so big that it's worth coming to Bath simply for the playground. I said to Julian and Gilly as we were leaving that the bed and breakfast was for me now a destination. I would come to Bath for their bed and breakfast as opposed to go to their bed and breakfast for Bath. I mean, that's a bit of an extravagant statement, I know. But it is true, and it's a reflection of the fact that I value warmth, generosity, welcoming, storytelling. I mean, is there anything I value more than the sense of community that comes through that? I think it really does give me that primeval feeling of being held in love when I'm engaged in listening with people who are digging into their memories to construct a story in the here and now, face to face with me. That gives me that emotional connectivity that makes me feel whole, as opposed to a lot of parts splintered in loads of different directions, operating in different arenas. No, it's the integrative experience that I reflect on and that I value, and that I would come back again to the Cedars bed and breakfast in Bath, in Somerset, in the UK. Bye-bye.